A Word at Advent with Mr. Willie McNeilis.
The Sunday Missal introduces today's Mass as follows. Today's Mass is a great song to the everlasting love of God, revealed in his covenant or love pact with his people. We praise the mystery of his love, kept secret for endless ages, but now revealed through a new ark of the covenant, Mary of Nazareth. With this in mind, some thoughts on this theme. Popular opinion often cites the Advent and Christmas seasons as periods in which families come together in love and support. They are also times when people look for ways to escape feelings of anger, self-hate, and the belief they are not loved. Christianity does not just call on us to be kind and to share what we have with those less fortunate. Anyone can do that, and many do. Christianity demands that we be in a relationship of love with others, that we recognize them as children of God, with their own dignity before God, and worthy of our time, our effort, and ourselves. For family members, that is sometimes difficult enough. We all have aunts, cousins, or siblings who cause us grief. Yet we make a place for them at our tables. For strangers and those we consider enemies, the challenge to be in a relationship is even more difficult. It is easier to write a check, drop some money in a basket, or turn our backs. And yet, in a season where love takes human form, the love of God is a deep well that never runs dry. From that well, we can reach out to lonely, angry, hurt people. And we can extend a hand to family, strangers, even enemies, and be a model of love and the true sign of God's presence in the world. A little reflection to finish. Lights glimmering bright in street and in shop windows, and the welcoming glow of comforting lights and homes. Christmas. Yet for you there was no welcome at the inn. No bright lights to greet you, only the refuge of a dark stable and a humble manger, the first Christmas. Unlike the shepherds on the hillside near Bethlehem, you will still find so many hearts closed to you this Christmas. We all seem too busy, with so little time to reflect, so little time to ponder the mystery of your love for each one of us. Open our hearts, Lord, that like the shepherds, we may recognize your presence and welcome you in, and give you a place in our lives, and give you time this Christmas and always.